A year ago, tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Istanbul and other Turkish cities commemorating the anniversary of the murder of Hrant Dink and protesting the limited sentences administered by the courts. Shortly before that, I was able to attend a freedom of speech conference in Istanbul. And I was once again deeply impressed by the Turkish journalists and others who have been carrying forward the work of this brave martyr for freedom, taking up his legacy of exposing and protesting crimes of state, and in the face of a very considerable threat. It's a tradition of which Turkey should be very proud. The emerging world order is a major concern among foreign policy elites. The central theme of discussion and debate throughout the West is what's called America's decline, as power continues its long shift from east to west, now supposedly across the Pacific to the rising giants, China and India. The range of opinion and the shared assumptions are revealed very well in the year-end editions of the most prestigious of U.S. establishment journals, the Journal of Foreign Affairs, the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. In December 2012, in boldface and oversized letters, the front cover reads, "Is America over?" question. The lead article calls for retrenchment in what are called the humanitarian missions abroad that are consuming the country's wealth so as to arrest America's decline and to impede the inexorable shift of power to China and maybe India. A year later, in the same journal,2012, the lead article questioned whether retrenchment is the right policy, but accepted the other assumptions. And the two contributions at opposite ends of the spectrum, the mainstream spectrum, share common ground. Both take it for granted, I'm quoting them, that U.S. policies have been guided by certain constants to advance security, prosperity, and liberty. And they also take for granted that during the Cold War, these commitments served primarily to prevent the encroachment of Soviet power, so that therefore force and subversion are automatically justified on grounds of self-defense. Disagreement on these basic doctrines is so slight that it's considered unnecessary to provide evidence or to consider alternative views.